The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's time to sit back, relax, and listen to Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan will inspire, motivate, and empower you. Live your best life now. Listen, learn, think, and decide. And now, here's your host, Joan Herman.
Welcome to Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. I'm Joan Herman. Thanks for tuning in. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life, from health and wellness to professional development to personal well-being. Changemakers join me to share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. Thank you for taking time for yourself, and thank you for letting us be a part of your life. Now, let's start talking. Hearing the word you have cancer is a major fear for most people. A cancer diagnosis is shocking and scary. Today's guest, Dr. Dominic Brandy, heard those words when he was diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer. He joins us today to talk about his healing journey and how we can learn to prevent, survive, and even thrive with cancer. Dr. Brandy is a medical doctor, author, speaker, and cancer coach who has been practicing medicine for over 40 years. He's the founder of Natural Insights into Cancer and author of the book, Beat Back Cancer Naturally. Welcome, Dr. Brandy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be here.
So, doctor, as I said in the introduction, hearing the words you have cancer is a major fear for most people. While I've not personally been diagnosed with cancer, my brother, sister, and father all died from it. So I understand what that diagnosis can mean. So let's begin by talking about your journey. What was going on in your life that led to a cancer diagnosis?
Well, my background is I am a plastic surgeon. I had a very successful plastic surgery / med spa / anti-aging center. And because I had an anti-aging center for over 30 years, I've always been interested in health and nutrition. 5.5 years ago, I got diagnosed with an incurable blood cancer called multiple myeloma. The type that I got diagnosed with is the most aggressive form. It's an IgA. And for your listeners that don't know what multiple myeloma is, it's a cancer of the plasma cells. They're the cells that make your antibodies. And there's three basic types, IgA, IgM, IgG. IgA, which is the type that I got diagnosed with, is the most aggressive. And what's interesting about my whole story is 2 months before I got diagnosed, I actually was on a cruise with my wife, and I've read well over 300 books on health and nutrition. I came across a book called How Not to Die by Michael Greger. I don't know if you've ever read it, but if you get the hardback, it's literally about 2 inches thick, and about an inch of it are scientific references. And that's what really intrigued me about this book. There really weren't any anecdotal stories. It was really very evidence-based. And what the science was showing over and over again is that cultures and research cohort groups that ate more plant-based had a much lower incidence of cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, really all-cause mortality. And then he kind of got into the blue zones. For your listeners that aren't familiar with the blue zones, National Geographic did a search with Dan Buettner to find the five areas of the world where people live the longest. And they ended up being Icaria, Greece, Sardinia, Nicoya, Costa Rica, Okinawa, Japan, and then right here in the United States, Loma Linda, where a lot of Seventh-day Adventists live. Most of them are vegans because of their religious beliefs. They don't drink alcohol. They exercise a lot. They have good social connections. But in Loma Linda, and that's the one I always like to use, because it is in the United States, some people will say, well, in Icaria, Greece, that's a different culture, or maybe in Nicoya, maybe it's their genetics. But Loma Linda is right in the United States, and the average woman lives about 10 years longer than their American counterparts, and men live about 14 years longer. And what's interesting about Loma Linda, right across the river is San Bernardino. And a lot of the doctors that work at Loma Linda actually go over to San Bernardino into the clinics. And that is one of the most unhealthy areas in the world. I mean, they eat a lot of meat, dairy, junk food. They have a lot of cardiovascular disease, cancer. So these blue zones in general, when you look at their diets, they all eat about 90 to 95% plant-based. They do eat meat here and there. It's usually the size of a deck of cards. They might have it once a week, but it's not the mainstay of their diet. And they certainly aren't eating these ultra-processed foods that everybody's eating in the United States. That's about 60 to 65% of the American diet, which is one of the most unhealthy diets that you could possibly eat.
Just as a sidebar for our listeners, Dr. Greger and Dan Buettner, they've been on this show a number of times. So you can search both of those shows to learn more about what Dr. Brandy was just talking about. But going back to you, Doctor, when you got this diagnosis, you know, in hindsight, I remember when my brother was diagnosed with leukemia, my mom always said, looking back, he was really tired that summer. There were things we missed. Looking at your life now as a, you know, Monday morning quarterback, are you able to see signs that you may have been sick and just didn't see it?
I mean, not really. I think my lifestyle was very, very stressful. I sold my practice about 3.5 years ago. We had over 100 employees. A venture capital group came in. So there was a lot of stress. There was surgery. There were med spa employees. There were anti-aging employees. So I was living a very high-stress life. I mean, when you're doing surgery, you're waking up 4 in the morning. If you go to bed at 10, and let's say you wake up at 2 and you can't get to sleep for some reason, then you start worrying, oh, I got a whole day of surgery. Am I going to be able to get through it? You know, that night I might have gotten maybe 15 minutes of deep sleep, which is the most important sleep for tumor surveillance and DNA repair. Mm-hmm. And then you're in surgery, and then, you know, if a patient gets a complication, then you're worried about getting a lawsuit. So it's a very, very high stress job, number one. And I'm just think when you're working on somebody's face, I mean, they're looking in a mirror every morning. So if there's anything that's even a little bit off, they're going to be complaining. So that's another aspect of making that a stressful job. But I was, as far as my diet, I was eating meat every single meal because I believed that whole thing about meat equals protein. And that is one of the biggest myths that I really learned when I read Dr. Greger's book. And what's really interesting about my story, when I was on that cruise and I read that book, 2 days into that cruise, I actually started eating whole food plant-based. My wife thought I was out of my mind because there's all this meat and dairy and eggs and desserts. And, you know, she's saying, you are crazy. But I haven't had any animal products since September of 2017. So I came home and I was doing a surgery and my collarbone just felt a little crack. And then it just kept getting worse and worse. And then 2 months later, it was starting to keep me up at night. And about 10 days after that, it was like November 10th, 2017, we were watching TV. I accidentally knocked over a container of water. My bone just cracked right in half. We went to the urgent care center. It was totally displaced. Friend of mine who's an orthopedic doctor, he ordered an MRI. 5 days later, he called me. He goes, Nick, that's my nickname. He said, I hate to tell you, but you got a tumor in there. He said, it's either multiple myeloma or a metastasis. And you can just imagine my whole world was totally rocked. Here I had this incredibly successful practice. I was 64 years old at that time. I just felt like I was going to keep doing surgery until I was 80, whatever. And your world is rocked. Mm-hmm. You know, I probably didn't sleep well for 2 months. We all know we're going to die, but when you're with that diagnosis, all of a sudden it's right in front of your face. And yeah. You really have to start really looking at your spiritual priorities, your family priorities, financial, you really have to really take a good look at your life. And one thing I did, and I really recommend all my patients that I coach to do, is to see a psychologist when you first get diagnosed. That was probably one of the best things I could do because she really helped me sort out a lot of the fears that I had. I think one of the biggest fears when you are diagnosed with cancer is, you know, what am I going to have to go through to die? You know, we all know we're going to die, but, you know, how much pain am I going to have? I mean, is it going to be like horrible for them? You know, you just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it was worse for you, doctor, because you're a doctor and you know more than the average person?
Yeah, probably. You know, because I was, you know, from that point, I was doing a deep dive into the scientific literature. Like, I wanted to learn every single thing that I could do, from herbs to different lifestyle changes. And that's basically how I got to the point to write my book, because I was just gathering all this information. But one of the things this cancer psychologist told me that really made me feel good, she said, listen, by the time people get to like about 3 months from being dead, she said 95% of them are complete peace with it. I mean, they don't seem to be depressed. They seem to be, you know, they've just accepted it. She said 5% go down kicking, you know, they're going to Mexico and, you know, they're miserable. But she said 95% are happy and they just realize, hey, this is part of life and, you know, we live and we die. And that really gave me a layman. And then I was also worried about pain. And I knew as a physician that there were a lot of things that you could do. But she being a specialist in cancer psychology, I mean, she was seeing a lot of this firsthand. She said, hey, when you get to that point, I mean, they will make you comfortable. You know, like you'll die in peace. Sometimes I just imagine how these people 100 years, 200 years ago died with cancer. It had to be the most horrific death. I just can't even imagine what those people went through.
Yeah.
You know, hundreds of years ago, it just had to be really probably even like 50 years ago. It was probably horrific.
What was your proposed treatment? What did they want to do and what did you end up doing?
Well, what happened was because I had this IgA, so this was 2 months after I started eating whole food plant-based. My oncologist wanted to put me on a very aggressive regimen of two oral medications and then a drug called Velcade, which is a proteasome inhibitor. And the more I was reading about this Velcade, almost everybody gets a pretty severe peripheral neuropathy, which means the nerve endings in your fingertips and your toes start deteriorating. And the fact that I was a surgeon, I really didn't know what my future was. I didn't want to risk that. And I had already been eating whole food plant-based for 2 months, and I was 100% sure that was going to help me. So my oncologist and I, we got into an argument. He said, man, there's just no way you're going to get into a complete remission just like doing these two oral medications. But I stuck to my guns. And so we just went ahead with the two oral medications. At this point, I'm doing a deep dive into the scientific literature. I'm adding all these different supplements. I'm learning how to exercise every day, try to get better sleep, keep my stress down, try to eliminate toxins. So every month, my numbers just kept getting in better. And by the 6 month, I was in a complete remission. And my oncologist was totally blown away. Number one, he didn't even think I was going to get into a complete remission, but to do it in 6 months, he was just like totally knocked off of his seat. So I've stayed in a complete remission 5.5 years now. And if you go in, there was recently an article in Leukemia Journal, and the average person that has myeloma, they relapse by about 2 years is kind of the average. And I'm already at 5.5 years. And I plan on keep going. In fact, right now, they're actually trying to wean down the two oral medications I'm on, because myeloma is incurable. So what I have is called a functional remission, which means that it's in a remission, but it's in a remission because I take these two oral medications. But we're actually weaning those right now. So far, all my numbers are holding. So mm-hmm. Hopefully I'll be the first person ever cured myeloma. So we'll see.
Well, do any of your doctors ever ask you what you're doing? And I asked that question a few years ago. I interviewed Dr. Kelly Turner, who wrote a book called Radical Remission. And in it, she talked about end-stage cancer patients who were told to go home and get your affairs in order because there's nothing more we can do. And those people ended up changing everything about their lives. Some of them moved out of their homes. They got out of relationships. I mean, they changed everything, and they're still alive. And I remember asking her, like, did any of their oncologists say, what did you do because I want to tell other people to do it? Has anyone ever asked you?
No, in fact, I was about a year from the time I started my treatment, and I decided to organize a lecture at one of the local hotels. And I got about 125 people come. I thought I was going to get 50. We're pulling chairs in from the restaurant. And I would say probably 75% of the people out there were cancer patients. And when I finished that lecture, I had a standing ovation. And I've never had a standing ovation for anything. I mean, I don't think the lecture was that great. Maybe they were feeling sorry for me. I don't know. But I think the reason they gave me a standing ovation, I think those people just felt they were at the mercy of the surgery, the chemo, the radiation, and there wasn't anything they could do. In fact, after I gave that lecture, there were so many cancer patients that came up to me. In fact, one of them sticks out on my head because she had what I have. She had multiple myeloma, and this lady was definitely overweight. I would even say she was obese. And she asked her oncologist, she said, hey, should I change anything with my diet and lifestyle? Mm-hmm. He goes, oh, no, just keep doing what you're doing.
It's crazy.
And she looked at me in the eye. She goes, you know what, doctor? She goes, I knew that couldn't be right. Like, how could that be right that I should just keep doing what I was doing before? Right. And this is a common theme that you will hear. In fact, I asked my oncologist one time, you know, the National Cancer Institute recommends 9 servings of fruits and vegetables for the prevention of cancer. And I asked him, I said, do you even tell your patients to try to eat 9 servings of fruits and vegetables while they're going through treatment? He said, no. I said, why not? I said, they should probably be eating like double that, 18 servings of fruits and vegetables if you're trying to get rid of cancer. But these guys just, I don't know. A lot of it has to do with training, because I will tell you, in medical school, we probably got about 10 hours of nutrition training. And it was honestly like a junior high school health class. It was like, if you don't eat enough vitamin C, you get scurvy. If you don't eat enough vitamin D, you get rickets. I mean, stuff that just doesn't happen anymore. Even, you know, even Fruit Loops is probably fortified with vitamin C. I mean, it's, you know, we just don't hear about those anymore. So I think doctors just feel very deficient in their knowledge, so they just totally stay away from it.
So what can someone, like, doctor with cancer, do then? I mean, I'm lucky enough to interview people like you. I understand this, and you know it, but how can the average person heal and really avoid cancer or any other disease?
I mean, obviously, people come to me. I do all my consults virtually, and then I follow them up. I have like a 24/7. They have access to me. I get about 100 text messages every day from patients. You know, want encouragement, or they read an article, or they're asking me about a supplement and so forth. But one of the things I stress, and when I first got diagnosed, I read an article in the prestigious journal Nature, and it was written by Mikhail Munsky, who's a famous genomic cancer researcher. And he said, by the time you are diagnosed with cancer, you have about 5,000 DNA mutations in that cancer cell. And by the time you relapse, you're at about 12,000. And probably a lot of those DNA mutations are from the treatment themselves, from the chemotherapy and so forth. So one of the things I strongly recommend anybody that I'm counseling is try to eat whole food plant-based if you can. Plants have 63 times the antioxidant power compared to animal products. And what you have to do is try to eliminate as many free radicals as you can. And for your listeners that don't know what a free radical is, you know, these are produced primarily from the mitochondria in your cells. That's your energy production cells. We have about 40 to 100 quadrillion of them in our bodies. And about 97% of what they do is very efficient. The 3% actually release these molecules that have unpaired electrons. They call them free radicals. And if you remember from your chemistry class, molecules don't like to have unpaired electrons, so they look for an electron somewhere. And in the process, they damage cellular membranes, DNA, proteins, enzymes. And it's really this DNA damage that's really, really important. So the more antioxidants that you intake, the more they contribute an electron to that free radical and stop this deadly activity. So we do have 3 innate antioxidants in all of our cells, catalase, superoxide, dismutase, and glutathione peroxidase. And they can keep most of this free radical activity under control, but we can overload the system very easily. Like if you're a smoker, for example, I mean, you are totally overloading the system all day. I read an article one time, one puff of a cigarette creates 8 hours of free radical activity. You know, when you're exposed to too much ultraviolet radiation, if you're eating a lot of high fat saturated foods, you know, pollution, you know, different toxins that we're exposed to in our food, you know, all these things create free radicals. So we really have to try to eliminate those. But when you're eating a high antioxidant diet, like with like a whole food plant-based diet, I mean, you have plenty of antioxidants. They're going to help keep a lot of that free radical activity under control. So that's one of the things that I really strongly urge my my patients to do. And if they can't go whole food plant-based, at least go plant strong, plant, you know, predominant. You know, I try to break them into it easily. You know, one little trick that I tell them to do is pick five recipes that you love that don't have any meat or dairy in them and just eat that for like 21 days. And you'll see that you'll start even feeling better doing that. And then in the interim, I send them like a ton of cookbooks, websites where they can learn amazing recipes and then kind of start incorporating those into their lifestyle.
The book is Beat Back Cancer Naturally, Five Scientifically Proven Natural and Plant-Based Ways to Prevent, Survive, and Thrive with Cancer. Doctor, if our listeners want to learn more about you and your work, where can they go?
Well, if they go to my website, naturalinsightsintocancer.com, I have tons of videos that I've made. I have a lot of blogs. Pay attention to the ones. I did a couple lectures on the synergy of these phytochemicals in plant foods. I mean, there's over 5 million phytochemicals in plant foods that fight cancer, and they work synergistically. Make sure you take a look at those. And then also my Instagram site is cancerveggiedoc. I do a post every single day on that. So that's another area where people can DM me or get a lot of good information.
What's really exciting about your work, especially for people like me who have cancer in our family, and you know, we were always told that if it's there, it's almost like the roadmap of what your future will be. But what you're teaching us is that we have more power than we realize. And so I'm very happy that you were here with us.
Hey, just do what the National Cancer Institute says. Eat 9 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. The average American eats 1.8 servings of fruits and vegetables per day. And that's counting French fries and ketchup as a vegetable, believe it or not. So we're, our diet is like really bad. I think that's why cancer is on the rise.
This is Conversations with Joan. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you feel lost on your journey to health and happiness? Then let us guide you on your path, personalized actions towards health. Your path is a series of choices you act on every day. We guide you on a personalized journey of dietary, exercise, genetic, supplement, and lifestyle choices that lead you to optimal health and happiness. Often taking the road less traveled leads to liberation. Your path is personal. Your journey, like you, is unique. Take action today. Head to bestpathforme.com. Again, that's bestpathforme.com.
Self-confidence stemming from a belief in your worth, in your abilities, is a prerequisite to achievement. Your current view of yourself is the result of prior unconscious conditioning. Your future view of yourself can be the result of positive conditioning you consciously design. Affirmations are a powerful tool you can utilize to enhance your self-confidence and positive thinking. Your future success will be determined mainly by what you permit to enter and remain in your mind. Enhance your capabilities to achieve your goals by intentionally feeding your mind positive statements describing the person you want to be or become. Affirmations should describe which qualities, achievements, behaviors, or circumstances you want to possess. You can create your own affirmations or adopt them from quotations, scripture, family sayings, or other positive sources. If you use borrowed affirmations, make sure they align with your purpose and values. Affirmations should always be personal and a reflection of your goals. Here are 6 key points of what affirmations need in order to be effective. 1. Positive. 2. Stated in the first person or present tense. 3. In the realm of your belief. 4. Something you want to become rather than something you currently are. 5. Related to your goals. And 6. Specific to you. If you'd like to learn more, contact me, Bertha Robinson, at 732-705-5060 or visit staroneprofessional.com.
Did you know that Reiki can help lessen stress, depression, and anxiety? And are you aware that Reiki is now being used in hospitals as a complement to medicine? And it's because of its relaxing effects that Reiki has helped many overcome their health concerns. It was founded by a Buddhist monk named Mikao Yasui of Japan in the early 1920s, and his goal was to help heal broken people. Reiki comes from a universal life force energy which radiates pure love, and this energy is then transferred through the Reiki practitioner's hands to the client. Reiki is considered a form of energy medicine which addresses the entire energy body called the chakras, which correlates to every system within our bodies from our pineal gland all the way down to our adrenals and spinal cord. So why not consider the many benefits of Reiki and how it can help impact the health of your body, mind, and spirit? Hi, this is Roxanne D'Angelo, a certified angelic crystal Reiki and magnified healing master teacher. For more information, you can reach me on the web at crystalclearenergies.com.
You've put your heart and soul into writing a book. So, how do you reach your potential readers? Introducing the Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life Book Club, created for books that change lives. A book featured gets recognized. For more information, visit cyacyl.com/bookclub. Joining us, I hope you found the show informative. At Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life, we believe that knowledge is power. Take what you've learned, apply it, and live your best life now. Remember that the information provided is the opinion of our guest and should never replace the advice of a professional who knows your personal situation. If you'd like more information, visit our website, cyacyl.com. That stands for Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life. While on our site, listen to past shows on demand, read the digital magazine, sign up for our mailing list, and be sure to follow the show on social media. Until next time, this is Joan Herman. Thanks for tuning in.
The preceding pre-recorded program sponsored by Maximilian Communications.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.